I want to share my shabbat with you on the haftarah of the week, actually, as opposed to the parsha. Haftarah shabbat shuvah. Yisrael ad Hashem lekecho ki chashalta b'avanecho. So the Mora has the problem that kishlan sounds like a shagig, oven is mezid. So is it shagig or is it mezid? And why is it referred to as an act of kishlan? So the Sosemis suggests that we have a Gemara says, so therefore, even though the person was chayte and the person was chayte birotzen, but the reality is that it's not the real rotzen of the person; it's an element of shtus which is inside of the person. So it's fair to call it both a kishlun on one side and an oven on the other side. Later on, he says that there's two parts to every single Jew. There's a part of the Jew which is called Yisrael. There's part of the Jew which is called Yaakov. And so the part of Yisrael, which is the highest part of the neshama, is always mechubar to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the word Yisrael also stands for Li Rosh. It's the same letters as Li Rosh. That's the head. And the other part of the person, the lower part of the person, is the Akev, is the Yaakov. That's the part where really Averis are Chal. So he asks the question, what does it mean, Shubi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, so Shubi Yaakov? Because when the Akev trips, everything is pulled down. The Rosh is no longer able to act as a Rosh. The person trips on a little stone, so the whole person falls. So instead of the foot getting the biggest clap, which is the foot's all the way down by the ground, it's the head falls down and his head hits his big clap against the ground. So but the point is the head still remains a head, but it's not functioning as a head at that point in time. It's all the way down by the ground now, so that the Rosh can't put into the Akev the Ha'orah that you wanted to do and the Ha'orah of Kedusha. So we have in here this idea that the real person, the Shamash is out to be Taharihi, that's pure, that remains pure. The question is, can it impact the rest of the person the way it's supposed to? It's interesting, Rosh and Archos Hamla Rosh and Ois Chav Zayin, I just said that recently. He says that a person should be Goer B'Yitzahara, he should scream at the Yitzahara, who's coming to convince you to go in Darkei Libcha. And don't listen to him, because your derech is Zachvi Yosher. So it's a steer in Abay. He says, don't listen to Yitzhar, he says, go in Darchei Libcha. But rather, instead, follow your derech, which is Zachvi Yosher. So if it's Darchei Libcha, and that's the thing you shouldn't follow, means your derech Libcha is not Zachvi Yosher. So which is what part of the derech is Zachvi Yosher? So there's two parts to the person. There's the goof of the, there's the neshama and of the person which is Zachvi Yosher and doesn't lose that, it remains Kaddish and Tor. And then there's the Darchei Libcha, which is the emotions and the taivas and the desires, the things which are misragish from the world around him, which gets led astray. So don't lose, never lose sight of the fact that you remain a Yisrael with the Gebaldig Amayla of Yisrael, with the Tidarchecha Zachvi Yosher, your Darch really is Zachvi Yosher inside. And therefore, recognize what you've done is not a defining element to you, it's just a kishlan. So even if you've done the worst of Eira, and that's the most terrible thing, but at the end of the day, it's only a kishlan and the defining element of what the person is, and therefore it should not be the person shouldn't say, well, I'm an Avrayan, and that's me, and therefore I have a power to do tshuva, and go back all the way up to Ad Hashem Elokecha, all the way back up to the highest level of Kedusha, to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because up to the Kisei HaKavod, because that's where I as a Yisrael belong. So it's a tremendous responsibility and a tremendous uplifting message of the Kedusha Yisrael, which the Pasuk Zvim Ram is over here. Have a good Shabbos. We said also be Zeichel to a Tshuva Shlema, Bezat Hashem.